Welcome to the Right Division Network podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word rightly divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3, and we're going to be starting verse number 7 today, which says, "Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith." And we've been looking over the last few episodes this issue of the Apostle Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, having this desire to find out exactly what was going on with these saints in Thessalonica, these individuals that they had ministered to for a period of time. They had gone away from them, and now they wanted to make sure that they were continuing to stand for the message that's been given to the Apostle Paul, to stand for the gospel message that's given to us today, the fact that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. And a person putting their trust in that and that alone is what gives someone salvation today. They wanted to make sure that they were standing true to that, as well as standing true to all of the doctrine that's been given to them by the Apostle Paul. And we looked at how they had this understanding of that everything that had been given to them by the Apostle Paul was the Word of God, which was being given to them. So where they had this information that was being given, that they were putting their trust in, that was having an impact on who they were and how they were living their life. And this is what Paul wanted to make sure was continuing to go on. And he had sent Timothy unto them to find out, to make sure that this was happening. And that's why when we get to chapter verse 7 here, we see how Paul starts with the word therefore, meaning that he's going to be building upon the information that had been laid out in these previous 6 verses, and is now going to be coming to a conclusion based on what it is that he had seen of them. And so he's saying, therefore, brethren, going back again to this issue of defining them as believers, having that understanding that this is who they are. And we've looked at this, you know, several times going through this, of how the Apostle Paul uses these family terms over and over again in his epistles, describing the body of Christ in this manner. You see how, for example, over in Galatians 6, he identifies us as the household of faith. You know, and that's a contrast to when you look at the things of the nation of Israel. You see how they're not described as a family. Israel was described as a nation. You know, they were promised that they were going to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. You know, they were described as being a peculiar people. They were never described as being a household, as being a family. And Paul, over and over, uses these terms to describe the people that he's writing to give them that information about how this is how God views you. God views you as being part of this family. And since God views you as being part of that, that's how we should be viewing all of the members of the body of Christ. We should be having this same viewpoint of looking at people and saying that they are a part of the family that we have as the members of the body of Christ. So when Paul's looking at this, he shows how it says, therefore, brethren, we were comforted. And he's taking it back to the issue of we, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, that they had a comfort that was coming upon them because of what it is that they're hearing from Timothy based on what it is that he saw. And when we look at this, I want to go over for a second here to Romans chapter number 10. Because we see how there's something that everything gets built upon when we look at things here. And the thing that things are built upon, if we look here in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And that goes back to the whole thing of how these people were viewing the things that the Apostle Paul had written unto them, viewing it as being the word of God that was producing faith in their lives. They were allowing the word to have an impact on them. And this is what Timothy sees when he goes there. He sees these individuals functioning in a manner where the word of God was producing faith in them based on their study and examination of the word of God rightly divided. And as it was producing faith in them, it also was transforming their mind, giving, you know, causing them to not be conformed to this world. They were standing for this, like all the things that you see the Apostle Paul write in Romans through Philemon, talking about, you know, how it is that an individual should be functioning. This is what was going on. And the result of that is that this was providing a comfort to them. Now we know when we look at what the Word of God actually says, we see where the entire source of comfort for individuals, where this comes from. Let's go over to the book of 2 Corinthians and we're going to chapter number 1. And we're going to see Paul make a description here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 related to an issue of where it is that comfort comes from here. And we're going to start at verse number 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we're going to read down here through verse number 7. It says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation." And we see how Paul, as he's beginning this epistle to this assembly in Corinth, defines the fact that comfort can only come from God. And the comfort that comes from God comes from the information that we have in the Word of God, rightly divided. And he doesn't say that it's, you know, he's the God of some comfort and that there's, you know, things that God can't comfort us in. He's the God of all comfort. So no matter what it is that's going on, it's going to be God that's going to provide the comfort for us to be able to get through the situation. You know, when we look at the things that are going on in the world today, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic related to a disease that's affecting people worldwide, and how, you know, you can see the panic that has come on individuals in the world who don't have an understanding of what the Word of God actually says. And you see all the different things that are going on, and how if they had the truth of the gospel message for today, if they had an understanding of what the Word of God actually says for them, they would not have that sense of panic that they have related to what's going on. And that's the unfortunate thing, but hopefully this is going to be a thing of where individuals can have that door of utterance open, the opportunity to share this message with individuals, to give them the hope of what the Word of God says, so that way they can receive the comfort that the Apostle Paul is talking about here. Because you see how Paul describes this, who comfort us in all our tribulation. There's nothing that is outside of the comfort that can be provided by God. And as you go through this epistle that Paul writes, you see how there's this overwhelming sense of the fact that these individuals in Corinth needed to hear about the comfort that could come from the Word of God. Because you see here, let's go over to chapter number 4 in this same epistle. And we're going to see Paul have to describe another piece of this that goes along with what it is that he's talking about here. And we're going to read verses 17 and 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not to things which are seen, but to things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And this verse really gives a thing of where people struggle with something that Paul says here when he says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Because when an individual is struggling with a situation, with a problem in their life, you know, they don't really look at it as being a light affliction. They don't look at it as being something that's going on for just a moment, because the problem seems to be overwhelming. It seems to be taking up their entire thought process. And looks like when they're looking at that, there's no way that this is ever going to end. And here you have Paul defining and calling it a light affliction, and saying that this light affliction is only lasting a moment. Now, we're going to look at that piece first for a moment, because when Paul says that it's but for a moment, he's looking at that from the aspect of the things of eternity. And how, you know, even if, say, the problem lasts for a month, a year, you know, a little bit over a year, you know, whatever the case is, compared to the time of all of eternity, those things are just a moment compared to the fact that we're going to be in the heavenly places ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity. And our defining it as a light affliction, when we compare this to what the Lord Jesus Christ suffered on the cross, taking on the penalty for sin for us, so that way we would be able to not face the second death, that eternal separation from God, anything that goes on in our life really could just be defined as being but for a moment and being a light affliction compared to what it is that we deserved without the Lord Jesus Christ taking care of the issue of sin. And as Paul continues on writing this epistle to this assembly, you see how he even starts to describe the problems and situations that he went through in his life. If we go over to chapter number 11, and we're going to see here him list out a number of different things that he faced in his life as a result of his faithfulness related to the Word of God. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, we're going to start here verse number 23, and we're going to read down through verse number 28. Verse 23 says, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." Now, this list of the various things that the Apostle Paul was dealing with is just to the point of when he's writing this epistle to the assembly of Corinth. Now, this is written during the earlier part of his ministry. This means that he had many years after he wrote this, which means that there were many more things that he endured in his life. And this was a big part of why individuals started to drift away from standing for the truth, from having any sort of affiliation with the Apostle Paul, because of all of these things, because they were also partakers of these things, and they didn't want to have this happen to them anymore. So rather than face it, they decide to love this present world, depart from the truth, and turn their back on these things. And this is why you can go over to 2 Timothy and you see how Paul has to write unto Timothy to be not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Apostle Paul, the afflictions that are going to come upon him for standing for these things, because Paul's seeing all of these other individuals going away from the truth of God's Word rightly divided. And this is what, you know, when we compare that to what we saw over in the Thessalonian epistle that we've been studying, and how they've remained faithful, and he's holding them up as this thing of that this is a pattern of how the members of the body of Christ should be, that they understand what Paul wrote is the Word of God, and that they've remained faithful, and it became a comfort unto them because of this faithfulness. Now, here in 2 Corinthians, as we've been going through this and looking at how Paul's talking about that idea of this comfort that individuals have been going away from, if we turn over here in chapter number 12, we're going to see here again the Apostle Paul make a reference to some things going on and about how he needed this comfort based on this situation. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, we're going to read here from verse 7 down through verse number 10. It says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure? For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Now as Paul's looking at all these things, you see how he starts with this issue of that he's asking God to remove this from him. He's looking for this coming out. He's just looking at this, let's just get rid of it. And the answer he gets is, my grace is sufficient for thee. The issue of that the grace of God is going to help him get through this situation. That goes along with what you see over in the book of Philippians, when he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That it's through Christ. It's through the doctrine that we see in the Word of God that he's going to be able to get through these things. And if we're following Paul as he followed Christ, then that's how we're going to be able to get through these things in the same manner. Is that we're going to be able to get through them through the grace that's given unto us, through the understanding of what the Word of God says, and how we, over in Philippians, it also talks about how we pray for all things, that the peace of God may come upon us. That's the answer that helps us to be able to get through whatever these situations are. I want to actually read that passage. Over to Philippians chapter number 4. Here, because we're going to see how Paul's going to define this issue of what it is that he did. And we're going to read verses 6 and 7 of Philippians 4 when it says, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Paul said that he turned everything over to God in prayer. And this is one of those things that individuals sometimes struggle with in their life, because they want to have it as that this is only an issue of physical or only spiritual things that are actually being prayed for. And when Paul says in everything, he literally means in everything. You can see in his epistles how there were physical things that he prayed for because he needed the peace of God which passeth all their understanding to keep his heart and mind through Christ. He knew that he needed to turn these things over to God. And this is where you're following that same pattern. If this is what the Apostle Paul did, then this is what we need to do as the members of the body of Christ. So even when, these times, look like, things aren't going right, and, it starts looking like it's going to be chaos and things are just going to, seem like they're getting worse and worse with things, the reality of it is that we need to be actually turning these things over to God. We need to be praying about it just as the Word of God says that we are supposed to. And if we're doing that, the end result is that we're going to get this same comfort that the Apostle Paul talks about in his epistles. Now, we're going to continue going through some of this next time to continue talking about this idea of the comfort that the Word of God says is actually there for us. Now, as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have audio files of our Sunday services. We have information about how to join our Sunday services live as they're being broadcast on Facebook, how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, but anything in our broadcast, anything you read on our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.